Are you also tired of one-size-fits-all weight loss plans? Meet Noom, the personalized solution that meets you where you are. Noom is able to understand your unique needs, from dietary restrictions to medical concerns. Unlike restrictive programs, Noom embraces your lifestyle and choices. Discover a sustainable approach to weight loss, tailored just for you. Honestly, Noom felt like it was made for me. It's not just about what I eat. It's about understanding why. With Noom, I've learned so much about myself and built healthier habits that stick. It's all about progress, not perfection. Say goodbye to restrictive diets and experience the Noom app for yourself with personalized lessons and expert coaching. Noom's psychology and biology-based approach has helped over 5.2 million people achieve their goals. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
This is Wicked Rhody, a wicked good podcast about Rhode Island events and life. Hello, everybody, and how's it going? My name's Mary Larson.
And I'm Ben DeCastro. Thank you so much for tuning in to the podcast voted best of Rhode Island by the readers of Rhode Island Monthly. I notice in the script it says I am Blake Larson, but that is not the case. Blake,
no, you're back.
Blake covered for me last week. Appreciate that. And I listened to the episode as in my travels about Mary, and I think I've stumbled upon something. Blake needs to do a podcast called Fancy Bleep Explained by Blake, I'm from Revere Kid Larson. Because there was just different points. And folks, I know it's an older episode, but well worth the going back and downloading episode 160. Because, my lord. My lord.
Does he,
when he is on a roll. Now, let's be clear. Your husband is a very successful business person.
Yes.
He is very smart when it comes to business and marketing and all thing. I mean, top of that, he's figured out how to do this whole podcasting thing.
Yep.
Better than 90% of the people in the business. But boy, when he gets going on something that is either he's either tired or passionate or just wants to, you know, smack someone.
Yeah.
I like it. To be candid, I appreciate it. So I think that needs to happen.
Right.
Fancy bleep explained.
Yes.
With Blake, I'm from Vivia Kid Lawson.
Brilliant idea.
It's, you know, not that you guys don't have enough podcasts to do.
Yes. And, you know, it's funny, especially for listeners who are from different areas of the country or for people who listen to our podcast that we do abroad. You know, it is a cultural shock when they get to hear Blake speak. It's a treat.
Well, the best part is he can, you know, he can flip it off. When, yes. Well, he can flip off. He can flip things off. He can flip off his accent when he needs to present it. And I can do the same thing, too.
Yep.
But when I get tired or if I get heated about something.
Yep.
Game over.
Comes out.
Game over. Comes out so hard. So I'm curious if you're listening, what is your trigger for when you're Rhode Island or whatever accent it may be? You may be a transplant here.
Yeah.
Susan does have a few little hiccups every now and then because she lived in the Midwest for a while. And she's originally from Binghamton, New York. She really doesn't have too crazy of an accent, but every now and then it's like.
Did she call soda pop?
No, she's always called it soda.
Okay.
Because she grew up in New York, upstate New York.
Okay.
Which I believe for the most part they call it soda as well. I think pop is more of a Midwest thing. I could be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
All I know is I don't drink it.
You're lucky.
I'm strictly coffee, milk, and water. So you've done so much training and different, you know, between when you were doing the, you know, the modeling stuff and the TV stuff and everything else you do, you know how to switch off that non-regional diction. But are there times where it just...
It comes out in full force. Mm. It is funny. So when I went to URI for college, and I'll never forget walking onto my floor, meeting people, and people who were local Rhode Islanders said, "You're from Warwick." Like, they not only knew that I was a local Rhode Islander, but by my accent, they could also pinpoint the city in which I grew up in. It was so distinct. And, you know, a lot of people say that, especially with Johnston and Cranston. I didn't know Warwick had a different Rhode Island accent, but I guess we did. It was at that point, so before I thought about doing any media whatsoever, before I really got involved in the pageant circuit, I started to work on my accent, and it got so funky, because this is also when the Harry Potter movies became a big deal, that not only it became this weird hybrid of Rhode Island / British, because I was like picking up intonations from those movies. But yes, when I am upset, that is when it comes out. When I'm ready, when the bull, I'm a Taurus, when my horns come out, which isn't very often, but if you mess with my family, that's when it comes out, and that's when my Rhode Island accent is very proud. It's a very proud accent.
Well, there you go. So, like I said, let us know in the comments below what fires off that accent for you, or where do you really hear it thick, and if it's something different, or even if you have somebody, you know, a funny story to tell, we'd love to hear it. Just head over to the social medias, and if you're tuned in while you're on the road working or getting errands done, just listen and enjoy the episode. If you hear something that piques your interest, you know where to find all that info and all the links right on our website, wickedroadiepodcast.com.
All right, Ben, I'm interested. What do you've got picked for this week's Wicked Interesting Listing? I'm so excited.
It's the start of the season. It's not the very beginning. They've been playing for a number of games now. But ladies and gentlemen, the Providence Bruins are back in action over at the Dunkin' Donuts Center. Now, last weekend, 2 weekends ago, I should say, there was the Comic-Con. And last weekend, they were on a different schedule. But this Friday night, it's koozie night, so if you got a drink you want to keep warm or cold, you can get a free koozie. And they have, you know, they have these fun, you know, family four-pack fan Fridays, you know, where you get popcorn and your choice of a fountain drink or domestic beer with
or
every
pop.
Depending. Yes, if you can find somebody who knows what you're talking about. It's watch out, somebody doesn't swing at you right after that. But you know, this is, you know, going down to the Providence Bruins. It's been a while since I've been able to do it, and I actually was talking to my wife Susan about that recently. I said, "Oh, we should go check it out sometime." And then we realized that, you know, the games are usually 7 or 7:30 or 7:05 p.m. And then I'm falling asleep by then. I save all my late nights for baseball season for those 70 nights a year. No, but it is a wonderful experience down there at the Dunk. You know, they got great stuff happening down there all the time. There's always fun things, and it's great for the whole family to go check it out. So check that out. Is this Friday night, November 15th, 7:05 p.m. Providence Bruins, and keep this in mind, folks, the Boston Bruins, although they've hit a little bit of a slump the past couple games. The other night they blew like a 4-0 lead and lost 5-4. But these guys were, you know, they went to game 7 of the Stanley Cup, and they sometimes you see the stars from up there coming down to Providence to rehab and vice versa. So you're seeing tomorrow's hockey stars today. And it's always fun. It's a fun atmosphere over there at the Dunk. You definitely want to check it out. That's the Providence Bruins koozie night, Friday night. That's our Wicked Interesting Pick of the Week. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's the Wicked Fun in the 401.
So, if you are a lady, a woman like myself, and you've got nothing planned on the 17th, you might want to head on over. This is, of course, Sunday. Head on over to the Crown Plaza right off the highway. You know, the one that, like, they call Providence, but really we all know it's Warwick. It's, you know, near the airport, the Crown Plaza, because it's the Empower Women's Expo. And this is a day just for the ladies. It's over 80 local businesses, 20 top presenters covering all aspects of women's lives, you know, just to come so that you can see, feel, taste all different products on the spots. There's going to be different show specials going on. Some of the businesses are, you know, local businesses, different sales and events, makeovers, massages, food and wine product sampling, book signatures, photo ops, spiritual mediums, if you're down with that. And let me tell you, I am down with that freaky stuff. Have you ever been to a medium?
No, Ben? I always go for a large when I get my coffee.
I've seen mediums, and I am not, I don't have anyone who's close to me who's died, and I have other people's dead people coming and being, it's been really weird. I'm not going to lie. I'm not really into this stuff because it freaks me out.
Yeah.
And yet every time I've like gone to see mediums with friends, dead people want to talk to me. I'm like,
I got enough voices in my head, you know, it's right? Like, I'm good. I don't need anybody else to help encourage that. So
right, people, they must be like, oh, that's that podcast girl. She loves to talk. Dead people talk with her.
Barry, you don't realize it's 99% of the time you forget you have your headphones on and it's something else you're listening to. It's like, oh, what was that?
Oh my goodness!
It's like you're like on the Jetsons. Get away from me, kazoo.
Seriously. Oh, this event, as I said, it's a bunch of fun. Tickets are only $10 and you're obviously going to be getting well over your money's worth. So that once again is taking place this Sunday from 11 to 5 at the Crown Plaza in Warwick. What else do you have, Ben?
All right. We have the Community Appreciation Celebration, and this is being put on by the Blackstone Valley Polar Express. Now, we all know that it's the Blackstone Valley Polar Express is one of the best ones in mm-hmm. the country. And to be honest with you, I haven't seen yet, but I'm under the impression that this year's is almost sold out. But this is really different. This is a free celebration outside the train depot. So there won't be a train ride, but you'll have all the different elements of it without the train ride. And there'll be like Keith Munslow. He's a musician and a storyteller. He'll be there performing holiday songs and he'll do a reading of the Polar Express. There'll be free snacks, children's activities. You can write a letter to Santa and a free gift ornament thanks to Ocean State Job Lot. This is going to be an awesome time. Now, this has actually taken place up in Woonsocket, the Blackstone mm-hmm. Valley Polar Express Depot Square. That's where, you know, everything takes place. Just keep in mind, if you're listening, I don't want you to go there and say, oh gee, I thought this is a community appreciation celebration. This is not the train ride, but it's going to be just as fun.
Yes.
Yeah, so you definitely want to check it out. It's going to be a blast. So we're just recently on Studio 10 talking about it. It's going to be fun. It's Saturday from 7 to 8:15 p.m. You know, it'll probably be cool. Seems like we've hit a bit of a cold snap. Maybe you mm-hmm. maybe the kids wear the PJs or whatever with the shoes, or you dress warm because it's going to be outside. But
yeah,
it's going to be a fun thing. So check that out.
Yeah, I think that's a great thing because, you know, you might have kids who, like, you don't know if they would actually get the whole experience if you paid the money to go on the
Polar
Express.
It is expensive, yeah.
I mean, it's an investment, but, you know, an experience. But this is a way that, you know, they can try it on out, see how they do. And then if they do end up enjoying it, you know, you can go and get the tickets or just try it out for yourself the first time. So that's awesome.
Very good. What do you have?
My friend, your wedding venue, Towers in Narragansett, they're having a tours of the towers. This is taking place Saturday from 10 to 1. So I know that generally people don't think about going down to Narragansett Beach, you know, when it's 30 degrees outside, if you're lucky without the wind chill. And we all know it's windy by the beach. It'll be a little mm-hmm. colder, but let's be real. That venue, the Towers, is so iconic to Rhode Island.
Totally.
You know, probably, you know, several people who've been married at it, including our wonderful Ben DeCastro.
Hello.
So this is a great event because it's a free tour of the towers. You get to read about the history, get to go around the ballroom, and as long as it's not, you know, crummy outside, you can enjoy the sweeping views from the deck. So it's really just a great way to get a different experience in this really iconic venue. And it's free. So, you know, you can go down there, maybe grab lunch at Crazy Burger, you know, go see the beach when it's not completely mobbed, and enjoy yourself. So Saturday from 10 to 1.
Very, very good. Richmond Elementary School, ladies and gentlemen, over in Wyoming, Rhode Island.
Yeah. This is a great elementary school, by the way. I've heard amazing things about this school. In case people are like wondering where to relocate to, I've heard amazing things about this school.
Well, I got another amazing, even more amazinger thing.
Tell me.
Sunday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., it's the elementary school winter vendor and craft fair. And like every good Rhode Island event, there'll be food trucks. So it's happening from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday. The Richmond Elementary School, if you're popping it into the GPS, is 190 Kingston Road in Wyoming, Rhode Island. GPS standing for Good Portuguese Sense, if you're like me. There are going to be over 70...
Never heard that joke before.
What's that?
I've never heard that joke before.
Really?
I mean, I'm like of Celtic heritage, so I don't get Portuguese jokes that often.
Yeah, the Lord rolled out awesome. Children. So there you go. On Sunday, before the Patriots game, because the Patriots are actually kicking off at 4:30, you can go down to the Richmond Elementary School. Mm-hmm. They will have over 70 crafters and vendors, plus 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 food trucks.
Stop.
8 of them.
Oh my gosh. What's the variety of items?
I don't know because they don't have it listed here, but just know that
it'll be a wide variety at 8.
Yeah. I am looking at some of the comments here. It looks like the Gotta-Cue Smokehouse, barbecue smokehouse truck will be there. Poppy's Gourmet Kettle Corn. Waffle Poppies will be serving waffles. There will be others there as well. The Soggy Frank's truck. Folks, Sunday is going to be it's going to be awesome. To be outside, inside, it's going to be a blast. Go check it out. That is, these are the kind of things, too. If you're looking for a unique item, now's the time, ladies and gentlemen.
It's
support
true.
The local, support the, you know, I mean, sure, you can order a bunch of, you know, stuff on Amazon or whatever. But you and I both, I mean, that's the whole point of this whole podcast is to support the local.
Yes.
Roadie, roadie, roadie all day long.
Ramps.
Go down there, check it out, and you might walk away with something unique. And if not, you can always just load up on food, go home, and watch the Pats kick off at 4:30 or 4:25, according to the official schedule.
Why do they do that, Ben?
Because it's other games before it.
Do you like that you actually know that answer? Because I just sit there shaking my fist. Why would you say 4:25? But you know the reason.
Yeah, it's
well done.
Everything's sold. Everything's bought and sold. It really is. Yeah. So I mean, I could for the next diatribe on Ben's take on all things TV, media, and advertising. you don't want that. That's time in your life you'll never get back. But no, that's going to be awesome over on Sunday over there at Richmond, and it's a beautiful drive, and you know, just
yes,
I love driving out in that area. You know, sometimes to take a nice long ride, you listen to a podcast, whether this one or something else, sometimes it's just peaceful, clears the mind. So
totally agree.
Mm-hmm.
It's the season, my friends, to think of different ways to give back to your community. And of course, we here at Wicked Roadie, we're proud to partner with the United Way of Rhode Island. And for those of you who are new to Wicked Roadie, the United Way of Rhode Island helps spread the word about opportunities for you, your family, your friends to volunteer in and around the Ocean State.
That's right. And actually, United Way of Rhode Island is having their National Family Volunteer Day coming up in just a not this weekend, but next weekend, Saturday, November 23rd, they're asking people to get together over at their headquarters, which is 50 Valley Street in Providence. And they are putting together literacy kits for children. It's going to be a whole great time. You can bring a K-3 children's book and use your imagination to create props based on the story. They'll have sessions from 9 to 10:30 a.m. and from 11 to 12:30 p.m. So really, it's not an all day thing. It's pretty targeted. You bring the book and they'll have the props there to help you make literacy literally come to life. And if you want to learn more about that, you can just email the United Way of Rhode Island. There's another great event coming up. Mary, what is it?
Yeah, the Providence Village. They're looking for household chores volunteers. So I didn't even know this organization was existed, the Providence Village, but it sounds awesome. So if you think about people who are a bit older and aging here in Rhode Island, who have simple home repairs, like maybe changing out their screens now that it's wintertime, sure, replacing light bulbs, maybe hanging some pictures, and they just need someone a little bit more young and feeble to do these things for them, well, that's what the Providence Village does. And if you would like to help on out with some of these household chores, make sure you check out our link so you can get that information.
Yeah, Mary, I mean, that's the cool thing about working with the United Way of Rhode Island is you're going to learn so much about different organizations that you never knew existed. And to be honest with you, if you're in need of assistance, chances are they have a way to help you. So just visit their website, or you can just simply dial 211 and get connected to the help you need. All right, ladies and gentlemen, as we said in the beginning, everything we talked about today can be found on our website, wickedroadiepodcast.com.
Check us out online, my friends. There's been so many gorgeous photos between all the pumpkins and the Halloween and the seasonal change. And you know what's coming up next. All the people who like go to town with their houses and the lights and the lawn displays. Can't wait to see it. If you love scrolling the gram as much as Ben and I do, just type in that hashtag Wicked Roadie. You're going to be blown away by the absolute just abilities of your local friend photographers, whether they're just taking them on their iPhone or they're using their fancy cameras. And if you yourself want to share your photos, just use that hashtag Wicked Roadie and we'll keep our eyeballs on them.
Yeah, especially if you're putting up the holiday decor, as it were. I know the deputy chief in Warren is starting to set up his massive display over here on in Warren. Show us how it goes up. Let's start to see it so we can start putting it together in our plans. If you're looking to get your message directly into the ears of our listeners, just like our friends at Float did, email us, wickedroadiepodcast@gmail.com, or you can reach out to us on Facebook. If you're wondering what we can do, go watch that video we did for Float and how we talked about them. It's going to be awesome.
That's right. Well, until next time, I'm Mary Larson.
And I'm Ben DeCastro.
And you've been listening to Wicked Roadie. We'll have more for you next Thursday.
That's right, we will.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcast FREE.